I'm Lindsay P. Brackett.
I'm Christy Ann Hunter.
And you're listening to A Rough Draft Life, where we're all making it up as we go along.
So, Lindsay, did you notice how kind I was by letting you go first today?
I did notice. I also noticed that you were very kind because you allowed me to disrupt your schedule and say, hey, Christy, remember how we were going to record this afternoon? By this afternoon, I meant this morning.
That's okay. We can rearrange the schedule.
It was very kind of you to rearrange the schedule. So in case you haven't noticed, we are going to be talking about kindness today in our deep dive on the fruits of the spirit. If you've missed our other episodes, we'd love for you to be able to go back and check them out and catch up. You can find everything on our website, A Rough Draft Life, or you can listen to the recordings on your favorite podcast player,
which you can then rate and leave a review on and stuff like that, which we would be very appreciated of your kindness in doing so.
Exactly. Leaving a review is a kindness you do for an author. You know what else is a kindness? And I just love this. So a lot of you know that I am currently teaching school temporarily, again, as a substitute teacher. And our superintendent during pre-planning was telling us about masks. And you know, masks are kind of a hot button topic, and we are not mandating them at our school, but we did provide all the students with a mask to wear, and it's their choice if they wear it or not. But we do talk to them a lot about how, and I quote her directly, the superintendent, wearing a mask is a kindness that you can do for others. And I just thought that was such a nice way to put it. And they are actually a lot more on board with the idea of, okay, I'll be nice and put it on for you. It's not for me, it's for you, which is really encouraging for middle schoolers.
It is very encouraging when middle schoolers are kind to each other because frequently they are very self-absorbed. It's just a period of life which we tend to be very self-focused because everything is changing.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes I find myself also being very self-focused. And I have to remember that I am called to be kind, that we've discussed the fruits of the spirit and talked about how, you know, these are not emotions. These are not fleeting things that you just get to be like, oh, I feel like being kind and gentle today. And then tomorrow I'm going to exhibit some self-control and some love. That's not really how this works.
No, you don't get to wake up and say, today I would like this one and the rest of them can go. Or today I don't feel like doing any of them. No, these are commands that we are supposed to allow the spirit to work in us to bring these out. So kindness, though, it's very nebulous. Like, kindness is one of those ideas that's really hard to wrap your mind around. What is kindness?
Well, it's not a feeling, I can tell you that, because there are plenty of days where I certainly do not feel like I am being kind to myself or kind to others. But at the same time, I know that I should be kind, even if I don't feel like it. It's like what we talked about with joy. It's not an emotion.
It's not an emotion. It's a choice. So by definition, kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Other definitions might include compassion or doing all of those things without expecting praise or reward, selflessness. Those are the various words that come up when someone defines kindness.
It feels like this thing that's really hard to do.
It is. And I think kindness can be very hard to do. But, you know, we are all about the practical application here, because in order to edit your life, you must have something to actually do to do
exactly.
The editing.
Yes, you must have a tool to use. We were talking about, I was telling Christy that last night, my daughter would probably tell you, if you had asked her at 5 o'clock last night, she would probably tell you that I was a terribly mean mom and I was not being kind to her. I was punishing her because I told her that she couldn't go to church. But actually, I was being kind to her because she was having a really bad day. She was tired. She was frustrated. There was math homework that still had to be done. We've only been in school for 4 days and the honeymoon is for sure over. So I just looked at her and said, you need to stay home. You're going to stay home. We're going to do your homework together. You and I will eat dinner together. And then you're going to go take a bubble bath and go to bed. And while she may not have processed it at the beginning as an act of kindness, I do truly think that is a practical way to exhibit kindness, not only for me to give it to my child in that way, but also those are the kinds of things I need to do for myself. Like sometimes when I'm just having a really bad day, it is a kindness I do for others to remove myself from a situation or to say, I cannot handle this right now. We need to do something different.
And that goes, you know, we've talked repeatedly about how all of these fruits work together. And that is exhibiting self-control to say, I know myself enough to know this is not an option for me right now. So I'm going to control the positions I put myself in and move it. And that is kind to both yourself and to other people. You know, I think kindness boils down a lot to the golden rule. You know, the whole do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
You know, there's a big debate about the golden rule, Christy. Like some people believe it is in the Bible and some people believe it is not.
Well, I happen to have looked it up because it is in the Bible. All right, Luke 6:31, because I came prepared. Just as you want others to do for you, do the same for them.
Well, there you go. Do
is pretty much the golden rule. We would want someone to be patient with us when we're having a bad day. We would want someone to, you know, hold the door open for us if we have our arms full.
We would want someone to listen to our opinion, even if it's different than theirs.
And so by thinking about all of those things we would want someone else to do for us, you know, if we do that for other people, it creates this cycle of kindness. But I also think about the verse that says, love your neighbor as yourself. And we have to love ourselves in order to love other people. And so that kindness has to be a two-way street, both between us and other people and between us and ourselves.
And I think that's the part we sometimes really forget. People can be really good at treating others better than they treat themselves. We actually have talked about this on a previous episode. And we've talked about how if you don't exhibit kindness to yourself, if you don't love yourself, if you don't take care of yourself, then it can eventually become very, very difficult to take care of others. And so I know for myself, one of the ways I'm being kind to myself today is I straight up hired a girl to come clean my house. Because, you know, Christy's bringing her family this weekend and there's going to be people at my house and we will be under the, like, you know, number of people who you're allowed to have at an event. But I wanted the house to be clean and free of any germs.
I appreciate that. As someone who is coming to your house, I appreciate the lack of germs.
And my husband did me a kindness yesterday in that he went to the store and bought toilet paper because we didn't have any.
Okay, that's like flashback to earlier in quarantine.
This time we just, well, our Amazon delivery is apparently delayed or something. So that's okay.
Yes, there's certain things that are still out that baffle me. Like my grocery store now has a limit on the number of popcorn things that you can buy.
Oh, well,
apparently microwave popcorn is now in high demand.
I will give you some popcorn as a kindness when you come this weekend because I know how much you love popcorn. And that is something for yourself.
A lot of popcorn.
Yeah. But when you're writing, I know, Christy, that's one of your snacks. And part of why you choose it is because it's light and it's filling and you can snack on it while you're writing. And it's a better choice than, you know, M&Ms.
Which is what I snacked on before I switched over to popcorn. I would go through massive bags of M&Ms when I was writing. And that's not kind to myself. Maybe kind to my taste buds, but, you know, not to my body as a whole. So I switched over to popcorn because it was a kindness. I did have a doctor tell me to try munching on celery, to, like dice up celery. And I just kind of gave her a look like, are you serious?
No one ever wants to just munch on celery.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just picturing this bowl of diced up celery and I'm just like, this is not working for me. Kindness is so hard because we do either get self-absorbed where we think you need to listen to my problems. My problems are the most important right now. Or we get focused on other people going like, oh, well, I need to focus completely on you and neglect myself. It's very hard to balance those two. But if you spend your morning looking in the mirror and talking down to yourself, it's going to be very hard to then have anything to give to somebody later in the day.
Right. It's going to be difficult to be kind to other people because you have not first practiced being kind to yourself.
Right. Because what's in your mind is what's going to come out. Like what you feed yourself is what's going to come out. And so if you are feeding all of your insecurities, you're going to see other people with those same insecurities. Like we look at other people through the lens of how we look at ourselves. And I don't think we always realize that.
I don't think so. And I don't think we realize that oftentimes we are far more willing to give other people grace and kindness than we are to give it to ourselves.
So I have started this practice lately that is helping me be kinder to myself and to other people. And it is whenever I make a general statement about a group of people or another person or anything like that, particularly in how it relates to me, I've started taking the statement and switching the spots. So like if I'm saying, wow, I need to really make sure I pay attention to how my kid is reacting or how my husband is reacting or how tired he is in the evening before I ask him to do things, then I flip the people and realize that expectation is valid as well. So I should pay attention to them, but also they need to be paying attention to me and I need to be paying attention to me.
Right. So you really are putting yourselves in other people's shoes. You're really trying to see it from their perspective.
Yes.
I try to do that this week while I'm teaching the science lesson that FYI, I do not understand. Science teachers, help me. Help me. So the good thing about me not understanding is that I can easily put myself in the shoes of these teenagers and say, okay, I tried to teach this lesson this way, the way the teacher had it laid out, and that works for her, but it did not work for me. So maybe if I flip it and do it a different way, it's going to work better for me, which might actually work better for the kids because they don't know this stuff either. We are learning it together. And I told them at the beginning that I thought that would actually be good because I will probably do more work and over-explain it more than if it came very easily to me. And so I'm trying to do that kindness for them. I'm trying to see it from their perspective of, you know, they've never heard these words either. They've never learned this vocabulary. They've never seen these types of concepts used. And when I put myself in their shoes, it makes it a little bit easier for me to say, okay, it's okay for me to not know everything because it's going to help me share with them in a more effective manner.
So this week, here's what I think we all need to do. I think we need to identify one area of our life where we could be kinder to somebody and don't make an easy one. Like pick a hard one. Pick somebody you don't really get along with or somebody who gets on your nerves. You know, pick a hard person and figure out how you could be kind to them and do that, but also do that same thing for yourself.
Okay, I'm really going to have to think about this because I generally believe that everyone likes me. And
because you're so lovable, Lindsay. See, I have the opposite problem. I believe everybody hates me.
Well, I just don't ever want to dwell on the idea that somebody might not like me. So I overthink it. We have an episode on overthinking as well. But okay, I'm going to really think about this, like where I need to truly show kindness in a way that does not come easily. It might simply be actually, even though I love all these people, it might be with my family more in the morning because we have a lot of snappiness that happens at our house at 6:45 a.m. and none of us are very kind to one another in the mornings. And it is very easy for me to feed off the attitudes of my teenage daughters who don't appreciate. They want to go to school, but they really don't want to go at 7 a.m. Well, I'm sorry. That's the time you have to go. So we tend to really feed off one another and things can get very frustrated very quickly in the morning and there's yelling and there's fussing and we're fussing over things that maybe don't necessarily matter. And there are some simple things that we could do that would make our mornings easier, but I have chosen not to do these things for them. So there's the possibility that if I were to preempt some of this and show some kindness to my children, it might make our mornings easier.
I think when it comes to children, there is such a debate, like within yourself, like, because there's the kindness of doing things for them, and then there's the kindness of raising them so that once they are older, they can do it for themselves.
And that is very kind.
But I mean, like, so they're both kind in their own ways, but one is easier in the moment than the other.
Exactly.
I don't have that many people in my life right now, and you may be in the same boat, but you have family, you have people you encounter, coworkers, whatnot. Mm-hmm. You have people on your social media.
You know, and social media is a really easy place to, number one, exhibit kindness, and number two, not.
Yes. There's a lot of not kindness right now. And you can be a voice of kindness. You can be a breath of fresh air by just stopping and remembering that all of those little icons, whether it's a Bitmoji or a quote or whatever somebody has decided to put as their avatar, is a person. And if we would just remember that everybody is a person, I really think we'd all be a lot kinder to each other.
Yeah, I think we have a really easy time thinking that what we're saying doesn't matter because it's on the internet. When actually it kind of matters more because you can go back and read it over and over and over again.
So this week, find somebody to be kind to and be kind to yourself. We want to share some of this kindness. So I am declaring a kindness fest on the A Rough Draft Life social media this week.
Does that mean that you are going to be in charge of the social media? Because I realize that I could be kinder to you and do a little more.
Oh, trust me. When you get finished with this subbing job, I'm going to be like, here, it's your turn to do this and this and this.
Made a list, y'all.
Yes, I will run it. But we want you guys to share your acts of kindness. So do something, share it, tag us, and we want to spread those out to the world. Now, this does mean that, like, you're like, maybe I'm doing kindness for a selfish reason because I'm going to post it on the internet. You know what your motive is.
And you know what? Even if you feel like you're doing it for a selfish reason because you want to post it on the internet and be featured on the Rough Draft Life Instagram page, which I know you all do, that's okay, because you know what? Your act of kindness might inspire someone else, and it might bring joy to them today.
And, you know, sometimes what we think is selfish is actually being brave and kind to ourselves. It is putting ourselves out there. And we have been trained so much to think anything we do for ourselves is selfish that we have forgotten that we are important too. So it's okay to be kind to someone else, because that is kind to yourself. So go do your acts of kindness for people you know. I'm all a big fan of random acts of kindness, but this week, I want you to go be kind to somebody you actually know.
Even if it's somebody who you might find to be a little bit difficult.
Yes.
If that person is yourself, that works too.
I find myself to be difficult very often.
I do too. I don't find you to be difficult. I find me to be difficult.
So tag us at A Rough Draft Life. You can find us on Instagram or on Facebook. And you can also find Lindsay at Lindsay P. Brackett. And you can find myself at Christiane Hunter.
You can find show notes when I get them up and links and all the fun stuff we talk about, as well as information about our personal writing over at our website, aroughdraftlife.com. And we'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, or leave us a rating. We really appreciate that kindness.
Now go out, edit your life, and make tomorrow better than today.